So for now, we've got about 55,000 Sudanese refugees who have arrived. However, in the month of October alone, we received more than 31,000 Sudanese refugees. So just in October, we had more refugees arriving than in the first 6 months of the crisis. The other development that I want to highlight is that in the past 2 weeks, we've seen a very, very sharp increase in the number of new arrivals, both South Sudanese and refugees. For, I would say, since August, we had been receiving an average of 1,500 people a day, coming mostly through Jodha and Rank. In the past 2 weeks, we've seen a very, very sharp increase. And in the first 3 days of this week, we've had 8,000 arrivals. So numbers are really, really going up.
What could you attribute this increase to, the increase in numbers over the past 3 weeks?
The increase is clearly due to fighting getting south in Sudan. So until now, the fighting was concentrated very much around Khartoum and in Darfur. It is still going on in Darfur, and it is still going on around Khartoum, but we are now seeing fighting in Sudan coming down southwards, with fighting happening right now in White Nile State, the north of White Nile State, as well as in the Kordofan. So people are arriving, again, mostly through Rank to flee that fighting.
So where would you say most of these people are coming from? Which parts of Sudan?
Yes, mostly they're still coming. Many of them are coming from Khartoum, but we're seeing more and more arrivals from White Nile State, Hosti. We know there's a very large concentration of people in Hosti. We know there are, even before the crisis, Hosti was hosting the largest number of South Sudanese refugees in Sudan. So we estimate there's about probably 500,000, half a million South Sudanese in Hosti, and probably the same number of Sudanese who are displaced from Khartoum to Hosti. So we're seeing more and more people arriving not only from Khartoum, but really from White Nile State as well.
From what you've seen, what state are they in when they arrive South Sudan?
The thing that's been very striking since the start of the response is the longer the crisis in Sudan goes on, the worse, obviously, the conditions in which people arrive. So it's not just the fact that they have no belongings. It's actually the nutrition status and the health of people when they arrive has deteriorated a lot. So we're really seeing a mix of people, but certainly the number of vulnerable people is increasing. And of course, we're also seeing many separated families, and so quite, you know, groups of children arriving on their own.
Now, if you look at this increase in the numbers of people arriving over the past 3 weeks, how does this affect aid agencies like UNHCR, which are responding to the humanitarian situation in South Sudan?
This is affecting every single humanitarian partners operating in Rank. To give you one idea, there is one transit center in Rank that was meant for 3,000 to 4,000 people. There are now more than 15,000, in fact, as we speak, 20,000 people staying there. These are the most vulnerable of those arriving, but obviously the conditions in that transit center are really very difficult. UNHCR and partners are trying to extend this transit center, are building an extension, but it is taking time. It is taking, you know, financial resources, and that has been very, very scarce for this particular crisis. The level of funding that the Sudan crisis has received in general, not just in South Sudan, is very, very limited compared to other emergencies. IOM, as you know, is doing transportation downriver to Malakal, but there is a limit to what can be done in terms of transporting people downriver. And so the number of arrivals every day is basically much bigger than what can be moved out of Rank. The additional problem is that refugees, so the Sudanese refugees arriving in Rank, are transported by UNHCR to the refugee camps in Maban County. Unfortunately, due to the rains, the road from Rank to Maban is currently not passable. So all of these are challenges facing humanitarians in Rank at the moment.